Oh, shame on us.
What?
For not saying hello to our friends, like, you know, 0696, they said, good, everyone, listen to the podcast yesterday afternoon, was laughing so hard I was crying over the first part. Listening to you guys laugh always makes my day. Well, thank you.
That is so sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you have not listened to the Not For Air podcast, that's all you have to do. You just search Scott and Allie on your favorite streaming platform, or you can search Not For Air, because it truly is Not For Air. It might be some words. It might be some topics. I loved the beginning. The ending I loved too.
Oh, they were both great.
Yeah. Like, but they were, it was totally different directions.
Oh, completely. But yet both hilarious.
And really interesting.
4254, they gave us a good everyone. It's Wang Out Wednesday, as it is. Have a great day. And that's from Jewel. Thank you very much.
As it should be.
4026, a good everyone. Happy hump day from Lynn. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, don't forget about 3490. Good everyone. Happy Wednesday. Almost to the weekend. Yeah.
Are we?
No,
we're not.
I will feel that way once we get to tomorrow.
Well, it was funny because I have been on this very light contemplating whether to take Friday off. Allie's off for a few days next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in this weird week. I don't have kids in the house for the week. And, you know, life's busy. And I've been like, do I take Friday off? Do I make it a long weekend? But then I'm sitting there going, and I literally told you, you know, you can vouch for this. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, I just get to a point. I'm like, I got to do something.
Which is wild, because it's really awesome doing nothing.
For a while for me. And then I just get to that point.
Yeah, for sure. But then, like,
I don't know.
Do you ever, like, okay, the other day you were talking about 6059 going to probably like Home Goods and TJ Maxx and doing all the shopping. Do you ever?
And she got to do it alone. She never gets the chance.
Right. So don't you ever feel the same? Like, okay, you might sit on the couch for a while on Friday.
Yeah.
Watch some movies, watch some Star Trek or whatever you do.
Probably right.
Yes. And then
whatever I do, that's what I do.
Right.
She came home to it on last night in the kitchen.
Do you ever? Okay, I'm done watching that. I want to do something now. Do you ever go, okay, now I'm going to go to Lowe's and walk around?
No, that's a spending adventure. I go alone, and next thing you know, I come back with a riding mower. And I'm like, what just happened?
So that's, okay, what else could you do?
You
could take a walk at Spare Park.
I could if I got motivated to get off the couch. See,
but
here's
just said you wanted to do something.
I know, but then I get into that position where I'm somewhat horizontal, and I'm like, do I really want to get up? It's now 3 o'clock. And then how do I motivate myself to get outside and rake the yard, which I have to do to be able to mow it? I don't know. I just don't know what I want to do with my life on Friday.
Well, I mean, I can take off Friday too. Not that I want to hang out with you on Friday, but
maybe you can motivate me. You could come over. Maybe we can just do the show and leave and go rake my yard.
If I take off on Friday, then I am going to get ready for my next guest, because I have one coming Thursday, leaving Friday, then two more coming Friday, and he's leaving Friday.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. You have a busy couple days.
I do. Wow. I do. So that's why, I mean, I could easily take off on Friday.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. From 6306, they said, good, everyone, it's definitely Wednesday. Boy, you said that one right.
Please take off Friday. You'll think of something to do. You know, I think that's it. Like, sometimes it's even just relaxing your mind.
Maybe that's what it is. By the way, the fact of the day came also from, 6306.
Oh,
no, they said here, a paper cut is more painful than a regular cut because such a wound almost never bleeds. So the nerve endings stay open to air, which irritates them. Hence why a paper cut feels the way it does. Well, now I know.
Oh, my God. Jasana, can you come in here for this next thing? I wanted to talk about the lottery ticket. And I think Jasana would be a good example.
He's perfect for this.
Yes. Okay. Think about Jasana, who's 19, and his mom's name is Cherie. Okay. We're going to put Jasana in this exact position.
Okay, Jasana, here you go.
Let's
you ready?
Say you buy Cherie a lottery ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
You gift it to her. Okay. Let's say she wins
$1 million.
Pretty significant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should she give you some of her winnings?
I would like for her to give me some of her winnings.
But she's also been giving her entire life to you, if you know.
Yeah, but I also gave her
I'll tell you.
I gave her the lottery ticket, so.
Yeah, oh, so you gave it to her, so you feel that she should feel. This happened, by the way.
At least 5%. At the very least.
5%.
I like the negotiation.
Okay, that's all right. Would you think that you would have to ask her, or do you think it would automatically happen?
Yeah, what would she do?
It would definitely automatically happen.
Absolutely. Okay. I think that's what mothers do. And also, I know you said, well, it was a gift. I'm a gift. So,
well, yeah, but at what point does a gift become a gift and you don't get some of it back?
Yeah, but if $1 million, you're not going to spend $1 million. I mean, yes, you could. Lottery people go bankrupt very frequently. So people who
I'm gonna have four riding mowers, one for each day of the week that I mow, and then the other one for the day I rest.
Right, right.
Well, I guess there wouldn't be one for the day I rest, but you get what I'm going for.
I think that she should give. Let's say it was Sheree. I say she should give you money because she wouldn't be a millionaire without that ticket. You are the one that created the win.
I am a little bit different on this. If I gave the gift to mom and she won that, I figure all the things that she's done up until that point, she should be able to make all the decisions as far as the money goes. And y'all are forgetting something.
What?
One day she's going to die. It's called an inheritance.
Oh, my God.